Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend, Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 92 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, brother. What is a Catawba, anyway?
I don't know,
but we're about to find out tonight. What's up, Spoon? How you doing?
I'd be better if my headset wasn't about to choke and die on me, but this is all I have for right now. So
you sound a little echoey, but we'll work with that.
We'll see what happens.
It's all good, man.
As I'm sporting my Fatheads Workman shirt tonight.
You're local.
You've got a little cool thing going on there.
Got a little Surly Brewing shirt.
Ooh, where'd you get that?
Gotta admit, I wasn't actually there. Had a layover at the Minneapolis airport, and they have a local brews store in the airport.
Oh, that's cool.
Finnegan's, these guys, and a few other ones. I'm sorry, I can't remember. And I know them, too, but off the top of my head, I cannot remember who they are. But they're all, Twin Cities breweries in the state. So it's pretty cool. It wasn't like a huge store. It was just like a bunch of displays with a cash register sitting in front of it.
Well, it's pretty cool, the fact that they even have that there.
Available. It's awesome. Pittsburgh should have something like that for, East End and Full Pint. And I think it's a brilliant idea because damn well people are traveling, craft beer people are traveling. They're going to walk through the airport and go, holy shit, local beer stuff.
Yeah, but most of these guys barely have enough to even keep in stock, like at Beer Fest, so.
Yeah, well, that, and I think, there were maybe six or seven brands there, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they all pitched in to try and, pay for that retail space at an airport. I bet that ain't cheap.
But I bet if they talk to Visit Pittsburgh, they might come up with something.
That's right.
Just throwing it out there, Visit Pittsburgh.
Yeah, listen up, brewers. Just throwing it out there. It's a great idea. If not for anything, but, advertising and exposure, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, I was walking by gate C7 at Pittsburgh, and I saw this brewery. Have you ever heard of it? That kind of thing. Get people talking at least, too.
Shoebrew would be all over that.
Oh, yeah. And do one of the breweries, I forget who it was. I think it was Finnegan's. I don't remember, but they had a hoodie with, the front pockets, for stick your left and your right in there. And in the middle, there was a divider between the left and the right pocket to put a beer bottle. Right down the center.
Whoa, that's...
It's like a beer koozie as a jacket. It was awesome.
I definitely do. I have to try to get one of those things. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm going to Google that one of these days because I do want one. Very cool idea. But anyway, what's new with you, man? Anything? I've been traveling, puppy, so...
Just the fact that the Pens just won 6-2 to go to the... Eastern Conference Finals against probably Boston.
Woohoo!
Yay, hockey!
Nothing against the Pens, but I think Ottawa pretty much gave up the last two games.
Oh, yeah,
they're like,
absolutely.
Fuck it, we don't really want to win anyway. Shit.
That's pretty much it. That and you brought me beers. So.
Yes, one beautiful thing about my travels, my friend, I bring back beer.
In a can.
Yeah, I love the idea of wanting to travel and trying to bring back, canned beers instead of bottled beers. I feel so much safer when they check my luggage. And the last airport I was at was a little small airport, which shall rename nameless, but I had two bomber bottles in my luggage, and you're allowed 7 liters. We talked about that before, so you know it was nowhere near the max. But I went to check my bag at Delta. You know, TSA is there to get them big, giant, round, you know, scanners.
Mm-hmm.
And so I give her my bag. She gives me a ticket. I'm starting to walk away, and I hear, "Hey, Lisa, it's time to play Guess That Booze." I stopped and turned around and went, "I'll give you $5. You guess what that is?" Because they're always seeing wine and liquor bottles.
Mm-hmm.
They would have never guessed that was two giant bottles of beer. Tina, to them, they were like, "Hmm." So it was very funny. She's like, "Oh yeah, we play that game all the time. We try and guess what's in it before we open up the luggage." I'm like, "Just pack it back nicely. That has to make it to Pittsburgh." Very funny though. It was a smiling moment at a busy airport. So
I'll say that. Well, you figure with all the stuff that they have to deal with there, they have to have some fun eventually.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So. Exactly. But anywho, I brought back some beers from North Carolina. Oh, we got some feedback there. What is that?
What?
It went away. There we go. All right.
It's the inner tubes.
Maybe that was only in my headset. I don't know. But, yeah, like I was saying, I grabbed some beers when I was down in North Carolina around the Statesville area. All you race fans, you're pretty much familiar with that is. There's a racetrack right nearby there. I got a chance to go out a little bit when I was working. And one place I do want to mention that's actually, you know, not part of the beer reviews tonight was Old Hickory Brewery in Hickory, North Carolina. Took a trip up there one day, and they had some great beers. I'm just sorry I wasn't able to bring, you know, their beers home as well because they're all bomber bottles and I just didn't have room.
I'm disappointed.
I know. I know, but I drank them while I was down there. So sorry about that, man. But, yeah, I just want to give these guys a quick shout-out. They're at 222 Union Square, Hickory, North Carolina. That's 28601. And their website, if you want to check them out and then see what the beers are all about, it's old, with an E, hickorybrewery.com. So it's O-L-D-E, hickorybrewery.com. And they have a couple locations. The one I was at was the Old Hickory Brewery Tap Room. Had a great burger when I was there, and a lot of great beers. They don't only have their own beers, but they also have, you know, others on tap, other craft beers as well. So if you're ever in that area, check them out. I mean, I had one called Death by Hops, which was amazing. What else did I have? I'm trying to think. I had some seasonals there, too. Piedmont Pilsner is real good, and the Hickory Stick Stout were just some of the ones I've tried. But, yeah, if you ever get a chance, you're down in the North Carolina area, you know, definitely check out the Old Hickory Brewery. They do good stuff, so... There's your plug, boys.
Hey, is that them right there?
That would be them right there. Yes, sir. Yes,
indeed.
Can we put the focus on the main window, or is that just... How do we put that in the center? Or do we? I don't know. I'm new to this whole Google Hangout thing.
Well, right now everybody's seeing that middle screen.
Ah, cool. That's what I was asking.
If you click on it, that's what you will see also.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, because I got you right on. That makes sense. I knew that. Well, yeah, nice website.
Death by Hops.
Yeah, it's an awesome beer, man. It's probably one of my favorites when I was there. They had a seasonal there, too, but I cannot remember for the life of me what it was. What did I have? Maybe it wasn't a seasonal. Maybe it was a limited batch.
Well, it looks like they have...
Ah, there it is. Yeah, I had their Old Hickory Brewery Redeemer, and they also had the Seven Devils. It's ale-aged in oak bourbon barrels. Those are the two. I'm sorry, what were you saying, man?
I was just taking a look at some of the different beers that they have here. It's quite the selection.
Oh, yeah. And when you go there, you know, they have them all on tap, but they also bottle. So then they have like a little cooler in the back of the bar area where you can pick that up. Okay. But yeah, highly recommended. They make great beers. And they're really, really cool people, man. The whole staff there was real friendly and did their job very well. So kudos to them. I would definitely recommend and I would definitely return.
All right, let's get to the main brewery that we have going on here tonight.
And who is that, my friend?
I can't pronounce this. You go for it.
That would be the Catawba Valley Brewing Company.
Catawba, okay.
Catawba.
I'll take your word for it.
Catawba Valley Brewing Company. Now, I actually was not at this brewery. I picked these up. Somebody is trying to ping me on the internet while we're recording a show. I picked these up at a little local beer store because I had read about this place and I really wanted to visit there, you know, while I was down there working. But, you know, I'm working, so I didn't really have a chance to see everything I wanted to see. You know, work first, unfortunately. The website for these guys is Catawba, and again, let me spell that for you, Catawba, valleybrewingcompany.com. And, you know, Catawba guys, get rid of that are you 21 or not thing on the front of your website. That's horrible. That's old. Hate it. Stupid. I know it's a legal thing, but it's just stupid. Anyway, the Catawba Valley, I think it's Catawba County as well, is named after the Catawba Indians, so that's where that comes from. The reason I even started to look into that is, hey, the name's kind of weird anyway. So I wanted to check it out. And if you notice that their IPA is not called an India Pale Ale, it's called an Indian Pale Ale.
Why is that?
Because Catawba Valley is an Indian valley. Get it? They were paying homage to the Indians.
Looking at their website quick, I see the Indian Redhead or Indian Head Red Ale. There we go. And the Mother Trucker Pale Ale.
Yes, at the very top you should see the Firewater.
There it is, the Firewater Indian Pale Ale.
Indian Pale Ale, see that?
Very spiffy.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. I mean, you know, if you know Pennsylvania and the mountain range we're in, where I was at, North Carolina, that area is exactly the same pretty much because it's all the same mountain range the whole way down. But, yeah, there's a lot of Indian history there and everything, so it's kind of cool that they're paying homage to that for sure.
Well, I'm thirsty. So
are you now? So am I, actually.
So it would behoove us to start drinking.
Right on. Enough history and shit. Let's drink some beer.
Yes.
Let's see. Let's start out with the one that looks like an old trucker icon.
The old trucker icon, that would be Farmer Ted's. And these are all in cans.
Yes. Farmer Ted's Farmhouse Cream Ale. And the reason I say the old trucker, I mean, if you're old like me, that kind of looks like the old Keep on Truckin' guy on all the old T-shirts back in the day. Yes, but when you're young.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm old. But this one, I figured we'd start out with this one, Spoon, because it's, you know, lighter than the rest coming up to the palate, at least. So I think it would be wise to start with this lighter style. So let me pop mine open.
So Farmer Ted's Farmhouse Cream Ale.
It almost sounds like you said Funhouse Cream Ale.
Is paying homage to the original settlers of the Appalachia.
Yes.
And brew with natural ingredients such as wheat, corn, American hops, and free-range yeast.
Oh. Is it like a free-range chicken?
I have no idea, but it could be. watch out where the Huskies go.
Yeah, right on.
This crisp, refreshing ale is the product of Deb, see? Catawba.
Catawba.
I'm messing with
Catawba.
You. Catawba Valley's vision of early American brewing. 5.5 ABV.
Yeah, nice session, Al.
So there you go. All right.
Yes.
Let's pour this.
I poured mine into a snifter glass, so there's like no head to it whatsoever. It dissipated quickly, if you will. That was probably my fault, the way I poured it.
Dun, 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 dun.
A little bit of carbonation there, obviously.
Ooh.
Nice golden color, too. It's a good-looking beer.
It is. It's very transparent. Unlike our government, it's very transparent.
I see what you did there. That's funny.
Because we just had an election here in Pittsburgh. So.
But we held an erection.
Well, that head goes away very fast.
Oh, yours did too?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, right on.
Check that. That is... Look how fast... Like, it's already gone.
Yeah, I got nothing.
All right.
But... Ooh. That's not to take away from the beer at all. This is a really good beer for what it is. And I don't... Again, that sounds negative, but for what it is, I mean, it's a cream ale. It's right. Going to taste like a cream ale. It's a very well-done cream ale. This is not a Jenny cream ale. This is 10 times better than a Jenny cream ale.
Well, we'll see.
This is a real cream ale. So, Jenny's not so much.
Here you go.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Episode 92. Not much of an aroma on this. You get that corn in there, you know. No hops to aroma to it whatsoever.
Very corny.
Yeah, there's a... But again, it's a cream ale. It's supposed to be that way, you know. It's defined with that. Now I'm getting a little of that aroma.
But you know, I could see why they said this was probably paying homage to him. It's very light.
Oh, absolutely.
Because honestly, this seems old school, like something my dad probably would have drank in the 70s.
Ha! Hell, I drank Genesee Cream Ale in the 70s. I'm kidding, of course. I would have been like, I don't know, 5 to 10. Yeah, you know. What do you think, Spoon?
Lawnmower beer.
In a good way, though. I think this is a very well-made cream ale. Do I go for that style? Not so much. But if you like cream ales, this is definitely a really, really good one.
Whoever was just trying to ping you earlier, I think, is now looking for you on my phone.
Nice. Oy vey.
It's not bad.
I mean, it is what it is. It's a cream ale.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm taking into consideration the fact that it is a cream ale.
And you can't really, like, compare it to, you know what I mean? I mean, a cream ale should be the same across the board, to me. It's not like an IPA or things like that where you can, you know, adjust the recipe to make it what you want. Cream ale's a cream ale's a cream ale.
It's something that I can see, like, the elders in my family getting into.
Oh, absolutely. My dad likes this beer. So there you go.
See that. Yeah.
You know, it's. Would I buy this one from Catawba? Yeah, maybe if I was at their brewery, I might drink it again, but I wouldn't seek this out in the store. And again, it's nothing against the beer or the brewery itself. It's just I don't really buy that many cream ales. If you like that cream ale style, I think you'll love it. Because it is very well done.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. For a cream ale, it's good. It's not something I would buy, but it's a good cream
ale. Yeah, I think we're on the same page there. I mean, Catawba, great job with that style. This, you know, but
I think it looks beautiful, though. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah, it's like I said, it's well done. As a home brewer, you know, I think it's very well done. You know, I don't claim to be a professional brewer by any means, therefore I will hold my judgment because I'm not a douchebag or a snob. Just saying. Let the brewers make what they love. The people who buy it determine if it's good. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Free market, baby. So, yeah, I mean, first beer, I figured we'd start a little, you know, a little lighter.
I got my other beers. I had all of them here.
I got mine right next to me here in the kegerator. It doubles as a show beer fridge. Don't have to go down to the SIDT basement anymore. Let me reach down here and grab mine. I have to bend over there a little bit to get to my beer. Now, this next one, I kind of found Catawba in the beer store just from this one can of beer from of theirs. I saw the label, and I'm like, ooh, that looks interesting. And that's how I found out where the Catawba beer was in the beer store. Let me zone in on right where I was looking for. And I have to say that this next beer, the beer label, is one of the best beer labels I've ever seen on a beer label. I love it.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, you did grab the...
We're good. I grabbed both of them.
The purple can there, yeah.
There we go.
There it is, for those of you watching on the Google Plus, it's at the very top there. I kind of got some old school Rob Zombie songs going through my head right now, too. Because we are drinking the White Zombie Ale.
That's a pretty cool drawing.
Yeah, it's great artwork, man. That's, like I said, it drew me in at the beer store, and you know, that's how I found the Catawba selection. I was like, that looks cool. Ooh, it's Catawba.
So you're saying that you gave into the marketing of a brewery?
Yeah, dude, you know, I mean, I'm sick, puppy. There's a zombie on the can. I had to go for it.
Yeah, I got to admit, that is a pretty sharp, where are we at? That is a pretty sharp can.
Yeah, it's killer, man.
I mean, that is.
It's kind of cartoony, so yeah, it's got a little humor to it. This is a Belgian style white ale. Made with coriander, orange peel, and wheat. Refreshing and tasty with a sweet and shimmering frothy head. Well, I hope it has a better head than the last one, huh? It's their interpretation of a Belgian white, or wit, if you will. It's got two-row barley in it and unmalted wheat. A little hazy color to it, and they contribute that to the high protein content of the unmalted wheat. Bitter orange peel, freshly ground coriander seeds, give it that refreshing low. Yeah, it's a low alcohol beer too, complex and fruity and spicy, you know, but still a nice low alcohol session beer. They got English hops in here, very subtle, and detected with a smack of the tongue.
A smack of the tongue.
And let me know, Spoon, because like on the back end of this, you get like a delicate slice of bread on the back end.
What?
It makes sense in that style of beer. You get that breadiness to it, but I don't know about the back end, but we'll see.
All right.
This one comes in at 4.7%, so it's easily quaffable in mass. Wow, that sounded awesome in the Google Plus.
I'm foaming.
Oh, yeah, there's supposed to be a big frothy head on this one, so. And again, I've enjoyed this one before when I was on site, so. I'm anxious to see what Spoon thinks of this one, because I'm a fan. I'll say that right up front. Really nice golden hazy color. Decent head to it.
Oh, mine's very golden. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah, it's a nice color beer, man. And smell that. You get the coriander and the spice right up front, man.
Oh, this smells fantastic.
Yeah, for 4.7%, nice, yeah, session beer. It just... Seems like it's going to be much bolder than that as far as the alcohol and you know things like that, but it's a low percentage.
Ooh, wow.
What do you think? Did you take a sip? I get a lot of orange peel out of that.
Okay.
A hint of coriander.
Smells like suntan lotion.
Ha! That's odd. It's definitely a Belgian wit. It definitely has that orange and coriander, but I would say I detect a lot more orange than coriander.
Oh.
Still balanced well, but...
That's a lot of... That's an orange.
Yeah, so you get it too? I think it's good, though. I think it's really good. I mean, usually when I get a Belgian one, I get more coriander than orange peel, but this one's backwards to me.
I'm getting a lot of orange out of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's almost puckering at first until you kind of get, you know, your palate gets a little used to it. It gets a little bit more subtle. But do you get what they're talking about with the bread on the back end? I do. It's subtle, but it's there. Could be the power of suggestion. I don't know, but I get that, you know, that breadiness to it.
I'm not getting the bread. I'm just, wow, that's like.
Yeah, you got all orange on the brain right now, don't you?
Whoa. Yeah. That's some serious orange on the brain. Wow.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of a blood orange beer I made a while back. Mm. But it's really refreshing, though. Really, really nice.
Oh.
And because of the orange, though, I mean, I know the hops are in there. I don't get any hops. I mean, I guess the bitterness is there, but I can't really detect any, you know, hop flavor too much. The orange just kind of takes over.
Mm. The orange does. It's a little too much for me.
Is it really? Yeah. I like it. I really do.
Oh.
It's just different to me because, again, I think, you know, it's a little heavy on the orange instead of heavy on the coriander. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah, you know what?
Not a fan.
I know. I'm leaving this one up to you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Surprised.
Yeah.
I like that one much better than the cream ale, actually. Well, that's kind of a bad comparison because one has a much bolder flavor than the other. You know, more of a profile than the other.
This is...
Surprised. I thought you'd like that one.
No, it's, I don't know. It's
what if it was like 90 degrees outside and you're sweating your balls off? No? You wouldn't find that like refreshing like a fruit drink on a hot day?
Nope.
Wow. And that's weird coming from me because I don't really like fruit beers at all. And I know this isn't a fruit beer, but you definitely get the orange out of that.
I'm getting too much orange is my problem.
It's there. I like it. I really do. Wow. We're actually disagreeing again for a change.
Wow, that's...
I don't think we've done that for a while. Well, the last two shows, we kind of both thought, all the beers kind of sucked, but... I shouldn't say sucked, but...
Well, I would drink this over the last show that we had.
The last two?
Well, no, because I didn't have too many problems with the barrel trolley.
Yeah.
But the last batch we had was...
Oh, yeah. Those were subpar at best. But, you know, even the barrel trolleys, I mean, they were good, but I think those two shows in a row kind of just left me with, you know, not really much excitement.
I would drink this over Roscoe's Tap House, or Roscoe's Hop House, Belgian.
Yeah, Belgian. Absolutely.
This isn't my thing.
Yeah, I mean... I like the Belgian wit style, and again, I think the orange is a little overdone on this one, and I don't know if that was on purpose, but again, not to take away from it, to me it's a good thing. I like it that way.
I have a lot of orange.
I'd like to actually hear back from the Catawba boys. Maybe I'll get in touch with them, and maybe we'll interview these guys, because I would really love to go back down that direction and hang out there, or, you know. Let's do a Catawba show with those guys on Google Hangouts.
Yeah, because I would like to place a request for some beer then.
Ha, indeed.
Just based on their website, just so everybody else at home can see what I'm scrolling through right now.
And the audio people, we have a pumpkin ale, a coconut porter.
The list stays on.
Go up the page here. Let's read through all. Oh, those are the seasonals.
These are the year-rounds.
The year-rounds is the Firewater Indian Pale Ale, excuse me. Brown Bear Ale, which is obviously a brown ale.
Mm-hmm.
Farmer Ted's Farmhouse Cream Ale, which we reviewed first. And then we have the Mother Trucker Pale Ale. Did not get a chance to try that one, but I did see it. And then the Indian Head Red Ale is red, obviously. White Zombie Ale, which we're drinking now, Spoon really, really adores. And again, the three seasonals that we mentioned earlier would be the was it King Don's Pumpkin Ale?
Yep.
King Coconut Porter and Le Sexy Saison. Yeah, I would love to try their whole lineup because I'm really impressed with this brewery. I like what they do.
Let's see if they have. I think that was just that was the main beer page. So
yeah, yep. That's a lot of beers for a small little brewery. I think they're doing okay for themselves, canning their beers. You know, well-known in the area, so they're doing good, man. I'm not sure what their barrel production or anything is. But
two
barrels? Two whole barrels.
Never know.
He's lying. again, let's try and get a hold of these guys, and maybe we'll do a show when I'm in town, at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. It's just I'm not into the
origins.
It's
not your thing.
No.
Yeah.
But I mean, for the style, though, yeah, it's not bad. It's just, like
yeah, you said, I like
before,
it. It's
not my thing.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm used to more coriander than anything in them Belgian wits, but this one's just the opposite. A lot of orange peel in that bad boy. And yeah. I like it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I couldn't drink a six-pack of those. Three at the most, maybe, but...
You know what? I would
still
drink
a good
this
beer.
If I was up and, if I had a bender the day before when I wake up in the morning.
It's like chugging Tang in the morning.
Exactly, because I feel like I'm getting my vitamin C.
That's funny. There you go. Hangover cure. Hair of the dog and a little vitamin C, mental trick.
This does smell delicious, though. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah, the aroma is amazing.
Yeah, the nose on this beer is amazing.
On par with a very well-made Belgian wit.
Fantastic. Just cut down on the orange a little bit. And
no, don't.
Do it.
Don't do it.
Listen
don't
to
do
me.
It. Do not listen to Spoon. Keep the orange as is. Love it.
Don't worry about it. They can't hear me anyway with my over-modulated mic.
I think you're good. Oh, all right, dude. What do you say, since you didn't like that one so much, we move on to a style that I think you will approve of?
Well, you know what? And this is a nice segue. I had anticipation of liking that beer because of the style, and it disappointed me. It's kind of like when a musical group decides to come out with a beer.
I know what you're wrong with this.
And it's actually, in that case, I'm sure it probably doesn't taste good. But I will give them the benefit of the doubt until I try one. Oh, I wasn't sure if I was going to bring this up or not, but I feel the need to.
I mean, I think I know where you're going with this. This has actually been news for a long time, but it's actually happening now.
It is. There's a musical group of three brothers that were big in the 90s with one song. And they're back now, and they made their own beer called Hops.
That's just so bad.
It's Hops Pale Ale.
By Hansen.
Yes, made by Hansen. The Hansen Brothers Brewing Company.
Now, yeah, little nod to T-shirt hell right here. I used to have a T-shirt that said, "I fucked a girl in Hansen."
I wouldn't doubt that.
Had to say that.
But see, the thing is, though, they're out of Oklahoma, so right now they're getting a lot of love because of everything that's happened. And I'm happy to see that they are going back and they're helping the state, like they're helping the people out. That's great.
Oh, absolutely. But that still doesn't take away from the beer shit.
But they're Hansen.
Yeah,
if you guys
have no business in the beer industry,
I think they need to send us one of their beers so we can try it and see what it tastes like.
Prove us wrong.
Being brewed by a popular Oklahoma brewery. So,
which one might that be?
I'm not checking my notes right now. I'm lazy. I'm managing like three screens right now, and you're telling me to look shit up.
Oh my god!
I don't have where's my iPad? My iPad's around here somewhere.
Where is your tablet? You're supposed to have that ready to cheat with in a moment.
I don't have enough room in my kitchen here, or my dining room.
Wow. But yeah, continue, please.
So yeah, they came out with the new beer. And the thing is, it actually debuted at, was it the Hangover 3? At the, yeah, like, the viewing party.
Just sad, too. Beer.
Yes. Hops.
Or, well, whatever.
Yes.
That's so stupid.
And I can tell you in one second here who
it's at the Mustang Brewing in Oklahoma.
There you go. I was trying to pull it up on my other screen because I did.
Wait a minute. Mashable says it's Mustang Brewing, and Beer Pulse says it's Marshall Brewing.
I think is right.
Wow, Mashable got it right and Beer Pulse got it wrong?
I'm almost positive that it's supposed to, because it's a county. Or it's like the area.
Wow. That's so sad.
Who knows?
Yeah.
There is a Mustang, Oklahoma, so I'm going to go with them. Which I can't believe I'm saying that either.
I got Beer Street Journal saying Mustang Brewing as well, so Beer Pulse, that's either an old article when the rumors were flying around or whatnot, but it definitely looks like it's Mustang.
So is that who we're going? We're going with Mustang. Let's go with Mustang.
Mustang Sally.
Either way, the Hanson brothers have their own beer. If you're familiar with how this has worked out for other musical acts that have had beer,
Kid Rock,
this won't end well for anybody.
I mean, they've been planning this beer for 2 years.
Yeah, I remember we talked about it in like 2011.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'll give it a try. If somebody could get us a bottle, I or a can or whatever, I will give it a try.
And we'll sip our way into the 90s.
Well, it was a great decade, though.
No, it wasn't.
It was my decade.
Good Lord.
I'll even drink it while listening to some Pearl Jam.
Pearl Necklace.
Which is the only band that has come out with a good beer.
Oh, they didn't really come out with a beer. Dogfish came out with their beer.
It was inspired by Pearl Jam.
It doesn't count.
Yes, it does. It does.
No.
At least it's not the Kiss beer. It's only available in like Norway.
Oh yeah, that was a Gene Simmons. I need money, more money idea there.
Yeah. So there we go. That was my little bit of news. Hops.
I'm willing to try it, but I'm not going into it with any fucking positive,
How can you?
Outlook, exactly.
You know what? You could be a guy that does beer reviews.
We should try and get a hold of every fucking band or artist beer that they ever come out with or endorsed and do a show, celebrity beer show or some shit.
I should say, speaking as a guy who writes beer reviews and two guys with a podcast show, we're going to be honest with you. Nobody ever goes into these things unbiased.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when you hear that, you just go, God, there's no freaking way this is going to be good. But if you surprise us, great. But
dude, if it's an amazing beer, I'll buy it if it's available.
But pale ale.
But I know. But here's where I was going with this. If it's that amazing, and I'm wrong, I'll buy it. But I'm gonna put fucking duct tape over the label when I'm drinking it in public. I'm not walking around with a fucking hop beer in my hand.
Maybe you should.
No, maybe I should not. Hell no. It's just embarrassing for them and anyone who buys it. Same with the Ed Hardy beer I tried many, many moons ago.
Ooh, that was bad.
Oh, yeah.
Bad beer.
Tasted like desperation in a can.
And we're giving you this advice right before Memorial Day, so don't make these mistakes.
Indeed. Speaking of advice, you ready to go on to the next beer?
That's great advice. I think we should. The final beer of the evening.
Yes, final beer of the evening. Unless you had any other subjects to talk about.
No.
All right.
Because I want to drink.
The fans are going, oh, fucking good, man. Get on the next beer.
Quit your goddamn bullshitting.
I'm tired of you bitching about the Hanson brothers.
Attention, campers. It is now the final beer of the episode.
The Firewater Indian. Oh, well, let's see. Now, wait.
Yes.
If you look, all right, so the website says Firewater Indian Pale Ale.
Yes, but the can says India.
Yes.
I know. I know.
Oh, or is that something that they have to do for...
The style thing. I don't know. That's a good question.
They might have to do that for federal regulations.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you're saying this is the style that you're doing or whatever.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe they just didn't want to piss off the Indians. Get sued by a casino or some shit.
So wait, so you're saying that it's okay to put it on their website, but not on the cans of beer?
Yeah, I don't know. Laws are stupid.
Laws are dumb.
Laws are dumb. Laws are made to be broken. Oh, loud can opener. Love it. And this is their flagship beer, by the way, and perhaps their most beloved.
Let me tell you, when I get paid the end of this month, I'm buying a new goddamn mic. this shit in my ear is pissing me off, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you're just kind of very loud. I don't know if our fans can hear it when they're listening to this, but... Oh, I definitely can.
They probably can, too.
Yeah. And it's not horrible. It's just, you know, you can tell we're on different wavelengths there. Excuse me.
You sound fantastic.
Why, thank you. Thank you, sir. I am fantastic.
Ooh. Dude, that looks awesome.
Yeah, I got a nice good head on it, man. Yeah. And like I said, this is their most beloved flagship beer, Firewater IPA, most beautiful attributes. Whoa, what was that?
I pulled a sick puppy.
That was very loud.
Sorry.
Did you suck beer off the table?
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
He's shaking his head yes on video. This kind of has both a mix of in the attributes of an English and an American IPA. Brewed with balance in mind, however. It has a hefty malt backbone to allow the massive American English hops additions to shine.
Ooh.
Aroma of citrus zest. You may not like that because of the Belgian wit aroma you just had. Earthy English hops and wheat bread. Well-balanced bitterness that lasts throughout the entire glass. And this is like a lower alcohol India Pale Ale, too. It's 5.6%.
This isn't... It's actually more of a pale ale than an IPA to me. Now, see...
Wow, that's pretty hoppy, though, for a pale ale, dude.
You need to talk to these guys.
Why?
Because, again, the website has different stuff than what the can has. The can says it's 6.0.
Oh, they do, don't they?
Ooh, wait, can I get the focus? Come on, camera.
Yeah, that's a little blurry in the can because they use like stickers on these silver cans. Kind of a cool way to do 6. It, actually.
6.0.
Yeah, 5.6 on the website, 6.0 on the can. I mean, that does, I mean, you know, vary. Maybe when they first made it, it was 5.6, and they never edited it. When they released this batch, it was 6%. Maybe.
Dude, I didn't even notice that.
What's that?
That it's a sticker on there.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's just a silver can. I mean, they did a good job. I like the design of these cans. I love the artwork on all of them, especially, you know, the zombie one. So whoever does our artwork, kudos to you. Good stuff, man.
Hey, one thing I do want to point out. Speaking of the website.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
Our website or their website?
Their website. So we're looking at their website now. I want everyone to look at the brown bear ale. So you see where the cursor or the mouse is kind of tracing
around? Yes.
If you look at it a certain way, it looks like Kermit the like the shadow of Kermit the Frog if he was a zombie.
What?
You see like the mouth like right there. And then his little bubble eye right there.
Wow, dude, are you drunk?
I looked at my screen sideways from over here, where like my other laptop's this way, and I looked at it and I went, okay, it looks like Kermit the Frog.
I don't see that.
Or kind of like a hand puppet.
Yeah, I see more of a hand puppet thing going on there than that.
It looks like Kermit the Frog, like as if he was his own. I don't know, it's just me.
Maybe it looks like Kermit the Frog throwing up, maybe.
I don't know. I'm just...
A sock puppet with his mouth open? I don't know.
Yes, because I'm drunk off two beers that are under 5%.
You know, maybe you are getting old.
I am. That I am.
I mean, by far, I mean, again, you can't judge different styles, but as a favorite, the Firewater is my favorite of the three.
It says it has a hefty malt backbone, though. And
oh,
I'm
it
not,
does. Absolutely
I'm not,
does.
I'm not getting that.
I get that. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Thank you.
So it kind of gives us that wheat bread kind of thing going on. Yeah, to me, that's very malt heavy. It's that cloying in your throat, in the back of your throat, and that's the hops and heavy malt.
I'm not getting malt, though.
Wow.
I ain't getting it.
I definitely is.
I definitely is.
I definitely is. Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's a well-made India Pale Ale. It's not your super pale ales that everybody's freaking getting used to nowadays, you know, double IPAs and all that stuff.
I'll give them credit on the hops. This is definitely hoppy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Definitely, man. Love it. I mean, this is a beer I would buy over and over again, for sure.
Here's what I wonder. Their website says, perhaps our most beloved flagship beer.
Yes.
How do you have more than one flagship beer?
Flagship just means beers they started with, so...
Yeah, but usually they come out to it at the
same time, yeah.
Yeah, but the flagship is usually singular.
I know.
Like the flagship Niagara up in Erie, you have one singular.
Right. And I mean, dude, I mean, you're saying you couldn't taste the malts earlier?
I got like straight up hops on this.
Oh, yeah. There's probably a reason for that. This golden straw colored IPA is made with 5 varieties of malts, which is, you know, definitely malt heavy. And then 6 massive hops. Doesn't really say it on the website, but it does say it on the can, however. I was perusing it. It is a standalone, great in flavor and aromatics. Any fan of a classic India Pale Ale will be pleased to taste this intricately crafted beer.
Oh.
So there you go. 6 malts, 6 hops. I would say that's pretty malt heavy and hop heavy at the same time. Very good for 5.6%, man.
For our next show, can we like purposely bring in some softballs of really good beer? Because the last few shows.
Oh, dude, yeah, but see, this show's different for me. I think we're at a disagreement on this episode because I mean, the cream ale, I like it. But it's not for me because I just don't love cream ale, so I can't really judge that one, you know?
Yeah,
I think it's a well-made cream ale.
We'll call that one a draw.
All right. Now, the zombie ale, the Belgian wit, the white zombie ale, I like it. It's different, and you know I like different, and it's just personal taste there, I guess. And then the fire water, thumbs up on that one. Yeah. Wow, dude. I'm surprised. I thought you'd like the fire water a lot.
I'm not in a very hoppy mood.
Well, maybe that's it, yeah.
Well, it definitely could be it, but I'm just like, after reading the description, I'm not getting like malt at all.
Yeah, but see, I am. I get that. Maybe it's just not right for your palate this evening.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just...
That's all good, man. Hey, you know.
It happens, but hey, I mean, other people could taste different things. That's the reason why we do this show.
Exactly. I like it. I like it a lot. I actually have more of this in my fridge, so I'm glad you don't like it.
Speaking of reasons why we do this show, I want to thank everyone, because while perusing iTunes today, Should I Drink That is number 19 on What's Hot on iTunes.
We are hot. But I have a question for you. I don't know if you can answer this, but who's 18 and who's 20?
We are more popular than Andrew Zimmerman from Travel Channel right now. Wrap your mind around that one.
Well, is his podcast like bits and pieces of his show? You know how like the news channels will do that? They're like, listen to Bill O'Reilly online. On a podcast, and they give you like 5 minutes of his hour show.
You think I listen to other podcasts?
Yeah, I don't really.
I don't fucking listen to other shows. Because I don't give a shit.
I actually do. There's only a handful I listen to anymore. Basic Brewing Radio is a religious, you know, for me. Got to listen to that one.
So, all right. So before us, so number 18 is The Morning After. No idea what that is. And then after us, at number 20, is Geek Food.
Geek Food.
No idea what that is either.
Yeah, me either.
The only, let's see here. What else is in here?
Is Penn Sunday School in there? Oh, no, that's Food and Drink. He wouldn't be Food and Drink. It's my other favorite podcast, Penn Sunday School.
No, but we are ahead of Go Fork Yourself with Andrew Zimmerman.
Wow, it's actually called Go Fork
Yourself. Andrew Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Whatever. Andrew, we're ahead of you. So.
Yeah, he's a pussy because he hates durian fruit anyway.
He's. I would drink with that guy. I'd hang out with him.
Yeah, so would I. I'm just being an ass because I love durian and he hates it. It's kind of weird. But he's talking about the crap, but he won't eat a durian. I don't think
you know who is ahead of us, though.
Who?
The person who is ahead of us is the Catholic foodie.
Wow.
I have a pretty good idea what that show's about.
You think?
Wafers. I'm Catholic. I can say that.
it's nothing but wafers.
But there, all right, so there's like
it's gotta be like one company on the planet that makes fucking wafers for Christians.
Beersmith Homebrewing. I can see that.
Oh yeah, Beersmith. Yeah.
Yeah, those guys have a decent show. But other drinking shows, Wine for Normal People, please.
That's called boxed wine.
Wine for Normal People. Yeah, it's the Bully Hill that I have sit on top of my fridge for the last month and a half.
That might be okay though. That sounds, you know, it sounds like they're kind of trying to do what we're doing. You know, not being snobs or douchebags about it.
It is. It's just we like to pick on wine. So.
Yes.
along with the three wine guys.
Okay, that sounds a little.
We'll pick on them too because they're wine.
Yeah.
but they're also ahead of us, so we can't really say much.
Yeah, whatever. We're still in the double digits, Dan. Damn it. Make us number 10 or less. Listen up, people.
Wait, all right, so we're number 19, so that'd be 18,
I'm 17. Kidding.
So number 15 is Watch What Crappens from the Bravo Network. Really?
Wow, the Bravo Network has a show called Watch What Crappens?
Watch What Crappens? Seriously?
Wow.
Well, our line is that even if it's crap, we drink so you don't have to, but what the crappens?
Oh, we do it so you don't crap it.
On that note, Sick Puppy, I think we gave our review of the beers, we thought one.
Three. I'm kind of, you know, I'm
actually warming up to this.
You would like these better, yeah. I figured you might have to get a little warmer.
Yeah, I'm warming up to this one. It's, you can only drink one of these.
I could drink a lot of these. I like it.
I can only drink one of these.
It's another one of them shows that just goes to show you that personal taste is everything, man. Don't let any schnob or douchebag tell you what should be good, what should be, you know, not in a beer or in a beer. Drink what you like, drink what you love.
So I'm looking at the
the people, they're people on the website, yes.
All right, I want to party with this guy right here.
He kind of looks like Phil Nagash.
No. That guy is like,
oh, what is that? I just wanted Phil to hear that and then watch the video and go, dick.
No, there we go. That dude and that dude I want to hang out with.
Wow.
Just because it looks like crazy stuff would happen.
Yeah, it looks like a fun place, actually. I kind of regret not going there.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad.
Table full of ladies.
Hey, it's a lady.
It's a lady.
They do have a tasting room also.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm ever back down in that area, I definitely will check them out. I just didn't have time when I was there because, you know, only down on the job sites maybe a week or less. So I have to choose my time wisely.
So there you go. If you get the chance, go check out their website. If I can get out of full screen mode. There we go.
CatawbaValleyBrewingCompany.com. That's a long URL, man.
That's a very long URL.
And while you're at it, don't forget to check out the Old Hickory Brewery as well. It's old as an O-L-D-E.
Like, hey, since you're watching the video, up here, you can see we have four new drunk dial phone calls we got to listen to. So.
Nice. Yeah,
we have a busy night in front of us.
Oy. All right, man. On that note, this has been Sick Puppy.
Has it now?
It has. I have been Sick Puppy this evening.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon. Hey, I'm in double screens.
Oh, yes, you are. Or even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
Have a good night.
We out.
Bitches!
Bitches!
We out.